Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Chinky, bakit di ko pa nakikita ang dapat kong kitain? Nako, baka singkit ka katulad ko. Liit mata, pero laki kita. If that is your problem, good news. In this episode, I'm gonna share with you on how you can break out of your financial rut.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pabansang World Coach. Nako, sobra ako excited sa episode natin na ito. I want to reveal to you one of the biggest reason kung bakit hindi tumataas ang iyong income. Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, don't forget to subscribe on this channel and don't forget also to, syempre, to make comments sa ating episode natin na ito. Alam mo, marami po sa atin na hindi bakit tumataas ang ating income. It's not because of the lack of knowledge, not because of the lack of ideas, not the lack of opportunities. It is because of this. Drum roll. Comfort zone. Yes. Alam mo, or another word is the word called complacency. Yung parang ano, umabot ka na sa punto sa buhay mo na talaga, ay okay na ako, afford ko na, nabibili ko na yung gusto ko, nakakapag-travel na ako. Yun. Yun po yung nangyayari. Pag naging complacent ka na, it prevents us from reaching our full potential. Kaya nga, ito lang ha, pag-usapan muna natin siguro para mas ma-appreciate natin yung mga negative effects of staying in the comfort zone. Number one, walang growth. Kasi nga, resistant ka na eh sa mga pagbabago eh. Ayaw mo mag-take ng ano, risk. Bakit? Eh, at least okay na ako, safe na ako. Eh, paano kung mawala pa to? Alam niyo, ito yung problema. Let me tell you this as your pambansang wealth coach. Alam niyo ba na ang comfort zone ang pinakadelikadong zone sa financial ano mo, journey mo? What do I mean? Kasi kung ikaw, wala kang pera, anong gagawin mo? Gagawin mo ang lahat para makalabas ka at magkapera ka. Gagawa ka talaga ng paraan eh, kung kapos ang pera mo. Pero pag umabot ka na sa level ng comfort zone, baka medyo ka na maghinay-hinay. Hindi, ayoko naman masyadong ma-stress, ayoko naman masyadong mag-strive. Diba? Baka magkasakit pa ako. Pero ang problema lang with the comfort zone level, lalo na, kung wala kang masyadong ipon, wala kang emergency fund, ano po mangyayari? Once na tinamaan ka ng emergency, ano mangyayari? Babalik ka naman sa dati. Kapos ka na naman, mangungutang ka naman, tapos you work your way up na naman sa comfort zone mo na naman, okay na ako, pero wala kang ipon, wala kang emergency fund, kasi nga, complacent ka na. Tapos may nangyari, babalik ka ulit. Sounds familiar? So, importante, again, the reason why I'm challenging you to move out of your comfort zone is not for you to become greedy, but for you to become safe. Number two, pag ikaw naman ang nasa comfort zone, you miss out on opportunities. Dapat may promotion ka, hindi mo tinake. Ay, ayaw mo ng dagdag responsibility. Dapat may business ka na, pero hindi mo tinake. Bakit? Kasi sinabi mo, ay, ayaw kong ma-stress, natatakot ka. Di ba? You may look at opportunities for your financial growth and abundance. Yun po yung nagiging problema. Number three, syempre naman, ang nangyayari niyan, yung you live over on regret. Yung parang, ay naku, sayang, sana ginawa ko to. Sana nag-invest ako, sana binili ko to. Alam mo, tandang-tanda ako pa. Tandang-tanda ako pa. Di ba? Yung parang, grabe. Alam mo, ako naman, hindi naman ako tumanggi, it's not because of comfortable ako, dahil takot ako during that time. takot ako bumili ng malalaking ano investment during that time. Kasi yun nga, yung parang pinaghirapan mo yung pera. Pero ngayon, looking back, no, yung perfect example niya, no, perfect example. Binenta ng magulang ko yung New Manila property in 2008 for 20,000 pesos per square meter. I have some money but not really that much. But they need the money. Sana, no, during that time. Again, hindsight na ito, eh, guys. Kung inutang ko yan sa bangko, inutang ko yan sa bangko ng 2008, at binabayaran ko at hinuhulugan ko, alam niyo magkano na dapat ang pera. Kasi ano siya, eh, I think 150 square meters times 20,000. So, ang pinag-uusapan natin dyan, more or less, nasa 3 million pesos. Alam niyo magkano na po ang property ngayon dyan? Nako. Ang property dyan ngayon nasa 240,000. So, dapat ang pera ko from 3 million naging, ano na, 36 million. Pero yun nga, wala. Sisi. Again, because I missed it. Kaya nga, at the same time, if you are at your comfort zone, another disadvantage, you'll become dependent. Magiging dependent ka one time in the future. Dahil nga, wala kang excess. Diba? Yan ang nakakatakot. Kaya nga, alam nyo, ito lang, importante po, na kailangan makalabas po talaga tayo sa ating comfort zone. Ngayon, ang tanong ko sa inyo, challenge ko sa inyo, if as you listen to this podcast, do you want really to move out of your comfort zone once and for all and become uncomfortable? If your answer is yes, ito na pag-uusapan natin, yung steps to break out of your comfort zone. Pero before we do that, I want you to listen to this. Kung ikaw ay financially stressed ka na, you're looking for solutions, please join us sa aming Iponaryo Movement for free sa Facebook. Doon meron na tayong mga kaiponaryos na nagpakita kung paano sila nakalabas sa kanilang mga financial challenges, nag-share sila ng stories para naman kayo ma-encourage. So do yourself a favor, join the FB group, private group siya, the Iponaryo Movement. So back to our lesson. So ano gagawin po natin? Kumuha ng papel at ballpen, isulat niyo muna to. Number one, ang kailangan mo, i-identify mo muna kung nasaan ang iyong comfort zone. Ano ba yung mga financial habits mo? Ano ba yung routines mo? Saan ka nagsasabi, ay, I'm playing it safe. Yung parang, yun nga, basta may akinse at renta ako, may pumapasok ang pera, nami-meet ang needs ko, okay na ako. Yes, congratulations. Nami-meet ang needs mo ngayon kasi nagtatrabaho ka. Gusto ko lang tangguluhin, I want to disturb you, I want to challenge you right now. Okay, think about this. Think about this.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
What if nag-retire ka na? Nag-retire. Hindi ka nang katrabaho. Ang tanong, may papasok pa bang pera sa loob ng bank account mo or ATM mo on monthly basis? Type yes or no, sumagot ka. If your answer is no, okay, ito pong mangyari. Agree or disagree with me. The moment you stop working, you stop earning, but you don't stop spending. Your family doesn't stop spending. So what does it mean? Ay wala. Walang papasok na pera. Broke ka na, poor ka na. Agree? So, importante po na kailangan, you should earn more than, di ba? Na kailangan talaga na umabot tayo sa punto ng buhay, kahit tumigil ka na sa kakatrabaho, may pera pa rin pumapasok sa kaban ng bayan, sa pera mo. Kung hindi, wala. Kaya nga, identify your comfort zone. Why are you playing it safe? Number two, I want you to challenge yourself by setting bold goals. Kailangan malaki po yung goals mo. Push mo yung sarili mo. Diba? Meron tayong tinatawag na BHAG. Ano yung BHAG? Big, hairy, audacious goals. Yung goals mo talagang pamalakihan. Oo, like for example, bahay, oo, ilang kwarto, di ba? Ilang toilet and bath, may swimming pool ba? Gaano kalayo ang gate sa bahay? Mag-jeep, bus, MRT ka? Hindi kasi alam mo, bakit kailangan malaki po ang goals natin? Because if you aim for the stars, when you miss, you hit the sky. When you aim for the sky, when you miss, you will hit the moon. And when you aim for the moon, when you miss, you will hit the floor. Di ba? Ganun yun eh. Kaya ang kailangan, meron kang buffer. And then number three, to break out of our comfort zone, importante, open yourself for change. Be open for change. Be open for new things. Be open for new ideas, new financial strategies, new approaches. New. And then while I'm telling you this, alam mo, it's so uncomfortable to do something that is new. Agree or disagree? Why? Because you have to unlearn in order for you to relearn. You cannot fill a glass when a glass is already full. Yan ang kailangan. And then next, oh sige, I'm willing to change na. I'm willing to take risk. Oh, pero hinahinay lang. When you want to take risk, let me encourage you, take calculated risk. Diba? Ang ibig ko sabihin yan, hindi dapat todo-todo. O kunyari, mag-i-invest ka sa negosyo, 100,000 puhunan mo. Huwag 100,000, 10,000 lang. Pag nalugi, may 10,000 ka ulit. Lugi, 10,000 ka ulit, third na. Nalugi, di ba, okay lang, may 10,000 ka ulit, fourth na. On the fifth attempt, tumama na yung 10,000 mo. Meron ka na magandang idea, may proven system ka na, may proof of concept ka na. Good news, may remaining ka pang 50,000 to reinvest to recover the 40,000 that was lost. Take calculated risk. And then next also, kung gusto mo mag-move out sa comfort zone mo, again, you have to expand your financial perspective. Yung mindset mo kailangan mag-enlarge talaga. And I already made a episode on how to increase your financial perspective. If you missed that, paki-tune in na lang. Hanapin nyo na lang sa directory. It will help you. So I want you to cultivate a growth mindset. When you say growth mindset, gusto mo talagang mag-grow pa, mag-expand pa, mag-learn pa. Diba? Hungry ka. Hungry. Dapat ganun po ang ating in order for us to move out of our comfort zone. And last but not the least, in order for you to move out of your comfort zone, kailangan mo ng body system. Body system. When you say body system, find people who can challenge you. Find people who can push you out of your comfort zone. If that will be me for the meantime, so be it. Makinig ka sa mga podcast ko, manood ka ng mga YouTube channels ko, di ba? Mga snippets ko sa TikTok, sa Facebook, lahat. Gawin mo yan. Surround yourself with mentors. Surround yourself with peers. Surround yourself with experts. Surround yourself who can provide guidance, encouragement, and accountability outside of your comfort zone. So ulitin ko, how to break out of the comfort zone. Alamin mo muna, nasaan ang comfort zone mo. Number two, set big goals. Number three, embrace change. Number four, take calculated risks. Number five, cultivate a growth mindset. And number six, seek support. And I hope na this episode has helped you to really, yun nga, challenge you to move out of your comfort zone. And if you're saying, Chinky, alam mo kulang ko lang talaga, coach and accountability. Ay kung yan lang kulang mo, sagot na kita. Bakit po? That's the reason why we have a coaching group that we have formed. Every month, we meet once a month. And may accountability partners ka, yung mga kaiponaryo po natin. So if you want to be part of an accountability group and a coaching group, please check out tyl.group. tyl.group, it's a website. Check out yun na lang what's all about and how you can be part of it. Maraming salamat po for listening to this podcast episode. I hope that I'm able to serve you today. And I pray that you will really move out of your comfort zone so that you can already fulfill your dream zone. Tatandaan, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.